Well, you know, I don't see it as myself to feed my ego, but it's just that you can top somebody else,
right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
beat somebody, you know, bring it to the line, and you can be the best of friends and drink beer together afterwards and all that, but I'm going to beat you, man.
Right, right.
Well, in any competitive sport, I think you find that, and the people who really have their heads screwed on right can conduct themselves in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the best of friends, but you're the guy's godfather to his children, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. You get up to the line, whatever line it is, whatever sport you're participating in, and beat the tar out of each other relentlessly, and then afterwards you go back to being friends.
Oh,
again.
Sure. I mean, it brings to mind Frank Murata's track, Connecticut Dragway. I don't know if you remember that or not, but it's been closed a long time.
Where was that in Connecticut, Bernie?
It was advertised as East Haddam, but I think it was actually Colchester at the time. And Frank was one of the greatest promoters and the owners ever was. And he'd have the Saturday fuel meet. And they had no lights there, so they couldn't race at night. So we had to quit when it got dark. But then he'd be out with a truckload of beer and food and it was just one big party.
So
and I always thought that was part of drag racing, you know, the camaraderie, the banter that ensued in these parties. Each one accusing the other of this or that, cheating.
That always goes with it. It is a matter of just, in many forms of motorsports, it's the interpretation of the rules that gets fingered as cheating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, hey, Smokey Yunick, one of the biggest. You know, it's like, hey, just got to read between the lines.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Yeah.
And then you get the edge, because it's all about getting the edge.
It's all
about the edge. Richie told us some stories last week about getting the edge engine-wise with some of his combinations, which is sacred information. Mm-hmm. The thing is, he still held it sacred, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. You know, Richie Zuhl, what you just mentioned about being one up on somebody else, the edge. At that time, I was working out of my garage, and he came by, and I had to do something on his car, I forget what, some structural thing. And he kind of whispered in my ear about, show me something, you know, and this was the ignition he had. I don't know if it was some of the new high-tension stuff, I believe. But he showed me the spark of a regular coil.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, and then he hooked up a wire or did something, and now I'll show you this, you know. And it was something lightning shot out of it. I never saw anything like it. It's like a, might have been the first MSD or something that. But that was his edge, and he had it well hidden under the dashboard. What? I hope he doesn't mind me telling this. But he was a competitor, the guy.
I was trying to get some of his 327 tips out of him that he did 40 years ago. He wouldn't give me those either, so I don't feel bad. But no, that's the thing.
We figured it out now. So next time when we see Richie Zuhl, we'll have to ask him what Bernie Schacker's tips were.
Right.
They're giving away each other now.
There you go.
They won't give away their own.
Right.
Now we're learning.
That's right. Of course, it's playing. You see, we're learning how to interpret our own rule book. That's true.
Very true.